The A-side's got hype, but people root for the underdog. There may be a main event, but don't sleep on the undercard. Welcome to the B-side, you can take your sneaks off, take you for a sweet ride. Ah, info we supply, worldwide, thanks for flipping to the B-side, yeah.
Hosted by Brian McKay.
Welcome back, and thank you for flipping to the B-side. I am your host, Brian B. Mac McKay, and in this episode, usually I have a nice little intro to say and something nice about the person. This, and I apologize ahead of time if this show is real ignorant, because my guest I have today, the head coach of Grambling State Women's Basketball Team, Courtney Simmons.
That's your coach.
Coach Simmons is in her third season at Grambling, notching 23 wins in her first season, a program record for a first-year head coach. Last season, continued that momentum, finishing 15-15 overall with a strong 8-3 home record. Before taking the reins at GSU, Courtney spent a decade as the recruiting coordinator at Troy University, where she
had decade sounds so old.
Where she helped guide the Trojans to 5 Sun Belt championships and 6 postseason berths, including 3 NCAA tournament appearances. I'm not going to talk about her other coaching experience because I'm a part of some of that, but we'll move on to her being a native of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and she has a bachelor's degree from the University of Louisville, where she helped the Cardinals to 2 NCAA tournament berths and a Sweet 16 appearance. Coach also has 2 beautiful twin daughters, Cortland and Carly. Please welcome to the show, Coach C.
Coach Simmons, I love Coach C and Troy. I got my big girl, clothes on now.
Lee, you always gonna be Coach C to me. I don't care what you say.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Listen, I have been, and you know our girl Sarah, I talked to her the other day, and she's asking me, who you gonna have next on the podcast? I said, I'm going to reach out to Courtney and just see. She might laugh through the email, but I'm just going to see what she's saying.
Well, my SID, he definitely hit me up and he was like, hey, B-Mac wants to have you on this show. And I'm like, B-Mac, my friend B-Mac? And he was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
He just sent me an email. And then I was like, let me check my email. And then I chatted and I was like, actually, that is my friend. So
I laughed. Because I was wondering if either one of you going to even respond. I said, I should have just texted her.
yeah, just text me. You have my number. A lot of people don't have that. So, yeah, text me. But, no, regardless, I was able to get in touch with you, and we got to set it up, and I'm here, and I'm ready to see what the B-side has to offer.
Yes, indeed. Well, here we are. A new season has begun. Your girls were a preseason pick to finish 5th in the SWAC.
Mm-hmm.
Already had 1 game down, taking the loss at SMU yesterday, which today will be Wednesday, because, you know, ain't no telling when I'm going to get this out. today is Wednesday, just to be honest. So what did you find out about your team coming out of your trip in Dallas?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us going through this non-conference slate is to make sure that we stay as healthy as possible. What I do know and what I do understand is that we will never be judged by the people that love us most by what we do in non-conference. All of our cheers and boos come from what we do in SWAC play. And not to say that our fans won't support us, regardless, and they want us to do as well as possible and they're going to support us, but they also want us to put our best foot forward. I think we're going up against a team like SMU in our first game on the road. In the past years, I've always liked to have the season opener be at home just to kind of shake some of those new team jitters out. But again, to get a team like SMU with a new staff, entirely new team, I felt like we could at least come out and compete. And I think for the most part, we didn't lay down and just let them run over us. My goal was to make sure that we didn't, if it came to it and we did lose the game, I definitely didn't want to lose by 30 points. And we looked up in the third quarter and they were up by 35 at one point. And our girls just kept fighting, and we got it down and we only lost by 26. But scoring 70 points in a game where we did not play well, just shows me what could be if we just stay diligent and keep on working. Not necessarily thrilled with the outcome, but like I said, we try to have goals within the game. Our goal is to never get out rebounded, although that happened. We only got out rebounded by four, you know, to an ACC team. That's not bad. Our goal is 18 or less turnovers. We had 21. All right. So, I mean, we went over our goal, but we're still close. But it's always to force the other team into more turnovers than we had. So we had 21. They had 23. The goal is to shoot at least 76% from the free throw line. As a team, we shot 74%. So a lot of our individual goals, we were close. We're not there, but we're close. But, you know, who wants to be perfect on the first time out? Because that means you don't have anywhere to go but down if you start at the top. So onward and upward. Like I said, we got another game out here in Dallas this week. We played UNT on Friday, so looking to try to regroup and get some much-needed rehab, try to get some kids that are currently on injured reserve in a uniform and kind of see what happens.
Well, let's see. Another behind the curtain. We was talking before we hit record, and if you guys play the first half like you played the second half,
yeah,
that game was a total different story.
Yeah, we lose the first half by 24 points. We're down by 24 at halftime. We lost the second half by 2 points. It's a tale of two halves. It's two completely different teams. And then, you know, I looked at that, and we actually just watched the film. We had the girls in here since 10 this morning. We've been breaking down the film and watching. We just finished probably 15, 20 minutes ago. And I think the biggest thing is to try to I'm not going to say they were scared, but having 2,000 screaming kids on your back, yelling for no reason, you know, oh, my goodness, when they scored 67 points, they went insane. All you see is 6-7. And I'm like, what the hell is 6-7? Like, I'm in my own little bubble. I didn't even know what they were talking about. And so I think that those jitters in the first half kind of got the best of us, those, you know, those nerves. But I think we were able to kind of settle ourselves at halftime and then came back and put on a better performance than we did in the first half. So tale of two halves, but hopefully we can flip it. And now if we're only down by 2 points at halftime on Friday against North Texas, I feel a lot better going into the second half.
Absolutely. You have a second team all swag on your team, and I'm going to call her DP because I want you. I have watched your games on TV for 3 years now, and I've not heard two people say her name correctly the same way twice. Please, I want you today to tell people how to pronounce
her name. Is Dushin Prien. So to help you out, it's Du and then Shin, like the shin on your leg. So Dushin, and then last name is Prien. So we call her DP for short. It's just easier that way. But DP is a kid that we were relying heavily on, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I think she has felt a little slighted the last 2 years because she hasn't received the votes that we feel like she should get for even being recognized as one of the better defenders in the league. But it gives her some room for improvement. I think overall she's a kid that I trust on the court inside those four lines. I know she's going to do her job night in and night out, because exactly how you see her play in the games is exactly how she practices every single day. A lot of people don't notice about DP, but she has been playing with microfractures in her legs since she's been here with us at Grambling. Okay. And so when you talk about a kid that's just hard-nosed and tough, she, you know, she's that, right? And so I look for her for a lot, but only because I know she can handle it. So that's a kid that is facing adversity every single day, but finding ways to push through. And so do I think she is deserving a second team all-conference? Absolutely. Do I want her to make first team? Of course I do. But I think to be recognized as one of the top 10 best players in the league is an honor in itself. And so we're not necessarily looking for preseason accolades and all-conference and this, that, and that. We want the trophy. We want to be playing on March 14th. That is the ultimate goal for this program. My AD brought me here to do a job, and I was able to get kids like DP in here to help us, you know, continue to push this train up the hill. And so I think the momentum is heading in the right direction, but the more kids we have to help us push, you know, the easier it is. So.
Yeah. Since you've been there, this year you have the most returning players your team. what kind of positives can you build on from that kind of stability?
Yeah, I think we may have, if not the most, I think we have the second most in conference behind Alabama A&M. And I just think having kids that kind of know what you expect, know, you know, where the, you know, where you should be on this player, what the rotations are on this defense. I think having another group of coaches on the floor, other than obviously our staff, it helps you having that maturity and that senior leadership and that depth in returners is something that I have not had and that I have welcomed with open arms. And I think our summer went so smooth because we had so many kids that kind of knew what to expect. And so, it's been great having the additional voices and not just hearing from just the head coach, because not only do I have 8 new players, but I have technically 3 new staff. Well, 4 really, because Kaya went from being a player to now she's on the staff. Brandy was my GA to now she's full time. And then I have Coach Cooper, and then I have Coach Cheney, which we call Coach Q. So, you know, I have a lot of new faces. I have all new managers. I have a new student athletic trainer. So there's a lot of new faces in this program. And so having 6 returners that can kind of help navigate things behind the scenes as well as on the court has been very helpful, to say the least.
See, this is what I'm talking about, ignorant. Now, if I had sent you the episode notes, you'd have known them questions were coming up about your staff, but you go and just take over my show for me. Thank you.
I didn't even see the episode notes.
That's right, because you don't read emails. Anyway.
Oh, no, I definitely read my emails, but when I see it comes from my friends, I don't...
Text. Put it to the side. I'm gonna get to this in a minute.
I'm not even gonna focus on the I'm sorry. I didn't. Let me see. So I can jump ahead of you. Hold on. Go ahead.
So you have a non-conference schedule that does not see you taking the gauntlet of trips that you have in past seasons, with a lot of games being at home and in the state of Louisiana. How is that going to impact your team?
Well, I think coming off of when I first got the job, there were only like maybe 3 or 4 games that were already set. And so for the most part, outside of those games and obviously conference, I got to schedule a lot of those games. It's real easy for me to call a school, let's say South Florida, because we played them my first year, Oklahoma, schools like that. It's easy for me to call them when I get the job in April and say, hey, you know, we're still looking for games. You know, you want to play us, and then they get on their phone and say, oh, they only won 8 games last year. Of course we'll play you, and we'll give you X amount of dollars and so on and so forth. And I'm like, okay, cool. But then after my first year, we knock off the coach is at Arizona now, Arkansas. She's at Arkansas. We played them in the WNIT. Oral Roberts. So yes, we played Oral Roberts, who hadn't lost a game at home all year, and you know, we were able to beat them. We go on to the second round of WNIT, win 23 games on the season. And now I'm making those same calls and saying, hey, coach, you know, you want to run it back? And they're like, nope. No, thank you. And so I'm like, oh, okay, well, let me call so-and-so. You want to run? Would you like to play us? And they're like, no. So now I went from it being easy for me to schedule games in my first year to now it's almost impossible for us to schedule games in year 2. The only home game that we had that was a Division I last season was a game versus Northwestern State. Mm-hmm. Well, for whatever reason, scheduling and just not wanting to play, I don't know, they decided to cancel the game. And so that was the only home and home that I had on the schedule, where we went to your place and played you, but you're not going to return the game to us. So now I go from only having one home game to now having no home games. And now I have to scrape at the last minute because you don't tell me until the end of the summer that you're not playing us. So now I'm having to scrape around and try to find a game. And so, yeah, we were all over the place. Going to Oregon State was not an ideal situation for me because it's so hard to get out there. You know, it's no direct flight. So you have to fly into Portland and drive an hour and a half and so on. So it was a nightmare. And then our travel plans are not always great. So we left Oregon and we flew all the way to Charlotte, North Carolina, just to fly back on top of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and land there. We would have done better just flying from Portland to Dallas and then driving the 3 hours. But, you know.
You know what you sound like to me. You sound like you took the S off of swag and went back to the whack travel.
Yeah.
And I both know how that
we went out there to Idaho, wherever. Oh my goodness. It was and we were in the airport forever.
Yes, and Spoon got to get kicked out the game and
yeah, that was terrible. So yeah, so I traveled ridiculous. But again, this year, you know, we still had back-to-back winning seasons from my first year. We finished 15-14 in a non-conference. In regular season. So going to up against now trying to recruit, schedule, and you 15-15.
Yeah.
Like even on the year, it's a lot easier to get teams around here to want to play us. And now we're doing. We have a lot of home and homes. So we have a home and home with Rice and one with Central Arkansas. So those are great, right? Those are two schools that's in traveling distance. And then we have one with UL Monroe. So we go to them first, and then they come to us next year. So that's a home game that I know I'm going to have. And then as far as the other two schools, because of what happened with us at Northwestern, I am not I'm not going to anybody first for a home and home that's not down the street, right? And then I convinced La Tech to play us. So that's essentially a home game. Like where the tack is, my kids, they stay right. Oh, where our girls used to stay. At right across the street at the Heights.
Yeah. Okay.
It was then, but they stayed literally right there. So I'm like, we can save some money. I'll just walk to the game. Why would we get a bus? Why would we spend $8,000 on a bus when you live right there? So walk to the parking lot. So yeah, so we were able to get a lot of games, if not at home in the surrounding area. So I'm real happy about it. If I am going to take a loss, I'd much rather sleep in my own bed than sleep in a hotel and be able to, get up and practice on our home floor the next day. So, we're excited about the schedule this year. So we just got to try to make sure we at least split every time we go on the road. So right now the focus and the energy is simply in North Texas. So
I know looking ahead is not something you hate, you like doing as a coach, but the SWAC tournament this year.
Every I'm still finding team, the notes that you said you sent me, by the way.
Every team gets to go to the tournament in Atlanta this year.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think from a standpoint of what's best for the student body and the student experience, I think it's a great idea. Let me tell you this. My experience from being in Birmingham, no disrespect to the venue. We were at UAB. No disrespect to that venue. But going and now playing in a WNBA arena, and having that type of environment, the facility is beautiful. Everything about the experience in Atlanta was top tier, next level. Mm-hmm. I feel like every last one of our student athletes should have an opportunity to experience that. But from a competitive standpoint, I think it opens us up to have a lot of injuries. Having to play so many games in a short amount of time. The tournament went from, being a 4-day event to now it's 6 days. That's like a team, let's just say, God forbid it's us, but let's just say we finished 12th, right? We're picked to finish 5th. They only did that based off of where you finish in the regular season. But God forbid we finish 12th, we're going to have to play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You're going to play 6 games in 6 days. It's almost unheard of. But again, they call it March Madness for a reason. And all you got to do is be your best selves by the time you get to March. And so there's a little bit of fear in that because in March, number one teams always get knocked off. Number two teams always get knocked off by a lower seed. They may be just a little bit hungrier than they are. So I'm excited about the overall experience of it. I think it's going to be good for the league. I like the fact that we're playing in the same venue as our men around the same time. And they force everybody to bring their band and cheerleaders. And so it's a little ghetto. It's good ghetto, though. It's a lot of fun. It's what SWAC embodies. It's home, it's family, it's friends, and it's a good time. And so I think to top that off with some good basketball, it always helps. So
so you have a couple of new additions to your coaching staff.
Okay.
One being a former high school teammate of yours.
Uh-huh.
What will the additions of Q and Devin bring to your program?
I said this the other day. We had a kickoff luncheon, and I mentioned my staff, and I said I feel like in year three it's time to either or get off the pot. And I think my focus to all of the things that are super, super small detail things, I took more time to kind of evaluate kind of what I wanted, but more so what I needed. And I think I've been in a situation where I've had great people to work on my staff, right? I've had great people that have worked with me, people that I feel like were here to do a job and to help this program be successful. But there has been something that I've been missing, right? And so I think the easiest hire that I've ever made is promoting Brandy Washington from graduate assistant to a full-time assistant coach. Because I know that if anybody ever tries to walk up on me and say some crazy, she's not having that. And so my whole thing was, I need to make sure that my blind side is covered. The things that I choose not to see, you know, when I lead with love, now that I'm a mom and I'm a little bit more tender now, I need somebody that's going to see those things for me. I need to make sure that somebody has my back. So, you know, people use the foxhole analogy. So I think Kiana brings that, and she covers my back. She protects my blind side. And she's another version of myself. And so we tag team these players and we drive them absolutely insane. But I think iron sharpens iron. And when you have somebody that is used to winning, and you sit at a table with winners, it doesn't sound like you're bragging. The conversation is just different because I'm speaking to myself, right? I can hold up a mirror to her and I see myself. She can hold up a mirror to me and she sees me. And so I think every single day we're able to hold each other accountable, which takes us in practice every single day with these kids to another level. So I think I am definitely covered and protected from my front and my back. And Kaya, who knows me, who was my leading scorer, and, you know, she's protecting one side and Cooper's protecting the other side. So I feel like I can be the best version of myself because I'm covered on all sides. And so I took my time with these hires. I didn't care that I was hiring people in June and July. I didn't care because when you go to the Final Four, everybody's going to do a good job of interviewing because they're putting their best foot forward. When you see somebody on the road in July recruiting, they're going to talk and say all the right things. Absolutely. But it's a whole lot different if I'm sitting on the side and I'm watching you work. You only stay for 15 minutes. Scratch them off the list, right? And so I was able to, by process of elimination, start with a list of five people and just start Xing people off because of how I watched them work or didn't work. Because I know in order to be at a school that doesn't have the same amount of resources as an SMU, your grind, your work ethic got to be a little bit different, you know? So I think I found that.
All right, so we're at the point now where we play a game. And this is a game I play with all my guests. It's called Pass Me That Napkin.
Pass me the napkin, okay.
Pass me that napkin, yes. And what it is, like, there you go. Okay. So you got to have, you had a restaurant. Just
full of Chick-fil-A sauce, but.
So you had a restaurant, you got a pen, you sitting there, you're amongst coaching friends, or, you know, just people that you know. And I started playing this game with Van Chancellor, just to be honest. I did this back when I was like 15 years old, young. I've been playing it with him every time we get around each other.
Okay.
He'll pull out a napkin and he'll say, "Brian, let's draft the 10 best players in WNBA, or let's do this top five list." For you, I want you to give me the I know you did. See, the five things that Grambling State will have to do to win the SWAC this year.
Number one, get and stay healthy. Can that be number two too? Okay, let me not be OD.
You double.
One is get and stay healthy for sure. Number two is find an identity and stick with it. I think right now we're still in the work in progress and the opening phases of making sure that doesn't matter what I did in year one. At this point, I'm in year three. No one cares, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily matter what I did last year, although they're going to compare everything that we do right now to last year until it's an afterthought. And so I think having an identity for this group is going to help us get to the SWAC championship game. I think dominating the boards, per usual, it would have been one if one wasn't get healthy. Let me say that. I think being accountable for all the things, good, bad, or indifferent, is number four. And then just being dogs. That's it. Doesn't matter if you're down by 15, you're down by 20. The game is not over until it's over. And so we found ways to try to claw back in games. We found games where we punch people in the face first, you know, so to speak. And so I think as long as I have enough dogs, I don't care if some of them are little pit bull puppies, you know. A dog is a dog, and sometimes dogs need time to develop and grow. And so I know that I have some dogs on my team that just need to drink a little bit more milk and eat a little bit more kibble before we can become big dogs. And so I think those are the five things that I would say Obviously, number one is for us to try to get in, then stay healthy. And I think once we do that, you know, and kind of fill in some holes with that we have right now from a depth standpoint, because we're deep. We're not, and I've been saying this since the summer when everybody arrived, we're not without talent. Mm-hmm. So once we can get that talent on the floor together and everybody's healthy and we're moving and we're bouncing around, I think 2, 3, 4, and 5 will take care of itself. So, yeah, that's my 5 napkins for you.
Well, I am so glad I got to have this conversation with you because I text you all the time, but I never get to see you anymore.
Yeah. So
it's good to just be able to look you in the eye and tell you I'm grateful for you. And thank you.
I appreciate that.
And I'm going to go on and end this episode before I get too emotional.
I'm going to say this before I let you go. And it's not to get emotional or nothing, but I do appreciate, because what people don't know is sometimes you have coworkers and then you have friends. And I think since the day I've met you, since the day I left you, right, and we went in separate directions, we've never lost that friendship. And just when you're friends with somebody, that doesn't mean we got to talk every day. I got to see you all the time. But the fact that you jumped on here and you got a grandma shirt, I didn't give you that. Mm-mm. Right? And so that takes things to another level for me to know that I have people that genuinely care about me and support me, whether they see me every day or talk to me every day or once a year. I appreciate that, because good people in a business of change is hard to find. Because everybody is looking for the next best situation to attach themselves to. So whether I'm winning, you support me. If I'm losing, you support me. The first thing you said was, damn, I wish y'all would have done this, this, and this, because, you know, y'all better than what y'all, you know, whatever. And so it's, and what did I say? Give me your raw, uncut opinion, because I don't say that to everybody. I don't value everybody's opinion because I don't care what they think. You know, people that I know care about me and love me for me, win, lose, or draw, I always care about what they think. So I just want to say thank you for that, too. So,
hey, as long as you got me and Pearl, you don't need nobody else.
Man, don't get me started with her. She upstairs about to drive me crazy. She just texted me 2 minutes ago and said, I'm thirsty. Yes, boss. Let me get you something.
Well, tell Pearl I said hello.
And I will.
All right. I will talk to you soon.
All right, my friend.